It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
The best of most countries, 103.9985, mypigradio.com. It's the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And the morning show is sponsored by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, they're smarter, they're sensible. They've got three locations, Arkansas Boulevard, West 7th Street, or Highway 67 West out in Wake Village, and Highway 71 up in Ashdown in Little River County. And they'll do you good for all your financial needs. All right, our friend from the community today is Melvin Fagan from Faye J. Winery here in Texarkana. And you've probably heard about Faye J. for quite some time in the Texarkana area. He's got packaging, that's what we began to know him as. And then he expanded into the winery. And Melvin here is, we can kind of relate to him because he's an old school radio guy.
Yes.
He's been in the biz,
and then he's been in a lot of other things. It was interesting things that you have done that I thought, well, that's fascinating. And then you got connected with Faye J. Back in the day when the good old Texarkana Bandit hockey team was in town, and go Lightning.
Yes.
In the NHL finals. But then you got with Faye J. and you got with this winery about a year or two ago?
Yeah, about a year.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Faye J. Winery and what it's all about.
Faye J. Winery, we offer custom label wine, mm-hmm. is the main feature, but we also offer individual wines. Right now we're running a special, 6 bottles for $84, no taxes. That's delivered within 25 miles of Texarkana for free.
Fantastic.
That's a super deal.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to beat. So if you're in town and you know you're going to be going somewhere this weekend and you need to pick up a few bottles of wine, just call and
we'll help you out.
We'll help you out, get you an order.
Now, these wines, they come in from all across the country, right?
Yes. Yeah, so you have your Chardonnay, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot comes from California. Uh-huh. And you have your Pinot Grigio from Washington State. So, yes, good wines at a reasonable price right here in Texas. And along, we also have some Texas wine.
Right.
And we're also, at the moment, we're featuring grape juice for people that are non-imbibers. You know,
right.
You can't do alcohol for whatever reason. So we're featuring grape juice. So you can custom label some grape juice to give someone.
That'd be fantastic.
Or if your business, you're putting together a package that you need to do a gift basket.
Right, and you're not sure.
Not sure. So it's always a good gift.
Yeah, and I was, we were looking at it, and Anna showed me the back of the card. So she was going, what about the da-da-da-da-da? Where'd you see that? Oh, on the back of the card. But you got all kinds of wines on here. And I was intrigued by the red and white muscadine wine. That sounds... Sounds
tasty. It's tasty.
It does.
I like that you offered education on the back of the card with your ratings. Do you want to explain that?
Yes. So at Faye J. Winery, we believe that you don't have to be a sommelier, person that's all really deep into wines. So we came up with a plus and minus scale to try to help you find your palate.
Right.
You know? So if you know you like red or white. So the wines at Faye J. Winery, the higher the plus, mm-hmm. that's the sweeter it will
be. Okay.
With Strawberry Blend being the sweetest wine that we carry. Uh-huh. Which is,
that's the one I zoned in on.
10.2, 10.1. and then you go on to your Cynthiana, which is a negative.
Now, what does a negative mean?
The more the negative, the drier the wine.
Okay.
Yeah. So you start out with a medium palate, uh-huh. and then you say, well, that was just a tad sweet, just a touch. So now we'll go down another number to get just a little drier. And you say, well, I wanted that to be a little sweet. The Blackberry Blend is one that I'm finding that a lot of people prefer. It has a nice flavor. It's about a 4.6 it is.
You were very close. 4.9 on this one. But it all depends upon the blend.
Okay.
Well, but each batch is going to have to be slightly different.
She,
so.
She was cheating, by the way. She was looking right at the clock.
No, I'm very educated.
He was doing it off of memory.
I'm very educated.
Right. It is the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, and sensible they are. And we're talking with Melvin Fagan of Faye J. Winery. They're located on Texas Boulevard. Very special place and very special ideas that they have. Talk a little bit about, you were talking about getting the specialty labels and wines for all kinds of events like weddings and so forth. Talk about that.
Okay, so we have a custom label wine. That's for an anniversary, a wedding, Christmas card. So if you think about Christmas card, you try to get creative.
Right.
What's more creative than a bottle of wine with a picture of your family or your home or something like that on it that you'll give? So, yes, the custom label for whatever event that you're thinking about, we can design for you.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, baby showers.
Baby shower, wedding.
Gender reveal like that said, doesn't start a fire, forest fire.
And then we also have non-alcoholic. So the kids that'll be there, they can participate also. Right. So they got their own little bottle, and it makes them feel special also.
Right. Absolutely. Great idea.
And right now you have a special going on so that for you'll deliver.
I will deliver within a 25-mile radius. Right. No tax, no delivery charge, 6 bottles for $84.
That's fantastic.
So if you're in town, you live out of town.
25 miles.
If you're planning a party, you don't have to run into town to get the wine. Right. He'll bring it to you.
I was thinking 25 miles. Well, that would get into Boston. And maybe Atlanta. I'm telling you. Is that too far?
This. I have gone as far as at Nona. So even though I say 25 miles,
let's keep it within limits.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man. Don't have me trying to go to Dallas to bring you 6 bottles of wine.
No, Dallas.
Yeah.
But if you transit in and out of Texarkana and then you do business with us here in town, and you live far enough that you still travel here and spend your money with Texarkana, I'll get you some wine.
Right.
Fantastic. Thank you. I love that part.
Yes, that sounds really, really good. Talk a little bit about, as far as people coming in right now, you have ideas that you want to do, but you kind of restrict it because of the COVID and the governor.
But this is awesome because you can come in.
Yeah.
You can come in. You can call. We'll schedule an appointment. You can come in and browse and look. You can also do a private party for you and some of your friends. Remember, going with the CDC guideline, you gotta be limited to the number of people.
Right.
But we have enough space that you can socially distance and sit and relax, and you and your friends can have a night.
Right. I like that idea.
And eventually it'll loosen back up.
Right.
And it'll open back up.
Well, Christmas parties and stuff like that can start.
Right. So if you want to do a Christmas party, we could do that. You can also design a theme for your Christmas party, especially we're all theme-oriented here in COVID 2020. I mean, you look so forward to 2020 when it got here. We can't wait for it to leave.
I'm ready for it to leave. It's been going on for about 5 years now.
Yeah, I mean, that's, but we are people-friendly. We want you to feel safe. We want you to feel welcome when you come to Fay J Winery. Fay J is a person that's strong within the community.
Yes.
He believe in one principle that we try to live by is one four-way test is it the truth?
Mm-hmm.
So with us, you're always going to get nothing but the truth. What we say is what we mean.
Right.
And then the other one of the other principles of the four-way test is it fair to all concerned? So if I do something that's fair for you, should it not make you want to do something that's fair for me?
Right.
If we all treat each other with a little love and kindness
like we used to.
And kindness.
There we go.
Like we used to.
I mean, it matters that we are human beings on this planet, and we need to all try to find a way to get along.
And Melvin is a Rotarian, by the way. That's the test he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
And Rotarians are fine people.
Yes.
I've been to some of those meetings.
You can also find a little part of the four-way test that we've been doing each week on the Fay J Winery Facebook.
Did you tell? You didn't tell Melvin?
Nope.
Tell me?
Nope.
You didn't tell him?
I didn't tell him.
Okay. All right. Nope. Well, I hope it's not too big of a shock. You and Anna are going to play a game here.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh.
All right.
We'll win.
We got to win? Okay, then.
1039985, mypickradio.com on a great Friday morning. And Melvin Fagan is here talking about the Fay J Winery. And how can they get a hold of you guys on Facebook and on your phone number in case they want to get some wine for one of those events they're talking about?
Okay, so you can go on our website, fayjwinery.com. You can look us up at Facebook, Fay J Winery. So the theme here is Fay J Winery. Let's just say that a lot. Fay J Winery.
Got it.
So you can reach me at 903-276-5023, or you can reach Fay J himself, the man whose name is on the building, at 903-278-8800.
Sounds good. And like you said, you can have a private party or whatever, and then eventually when they open everything back up that, they'll be doing even more special things.
Yeah, tell us about the Friday-only events that are going to be happening
post-COVID.
Post-COVID. So on Friday-only events, we're going to be having some entertainment, of course. You need that.
Yeah.
We'll try to have guest singers, some poetry reading and things of this nature. So I want to keep it light, fun, entertaining always,
right?
But you want to do it in a respectful sure. way, especially because I think COVID is going to last a while. So he wants to go up there and tell us we can open. So
we're all probably going to be a little shy.
We'll probably have to start out doing virtual or visual entertainers until we can move to actually having live entertainment and stuff.
I look forward to that.
I'm going to take a vaccine when they get it.
We will.
I'm going to. But anyway, it's time to play a game.
Okay, and let's do this.
It just happened to come up. The game today is Spy the Lie.
Oh, yay.
So I'm going to tell you some things, and one of it is not true, and you figure out which one's not true.
Okay.
Anna, don't look at the screen.
I never do.
All right. All of the either one of you play poker any?
Not good.
All right.
Well, you guys cheated the one time.
We tried to teach her how to play poker.
Yeah, but they have cards up their sleeves.
All of the following are actual styles of poker, except for one, Spy the Lie.
Okay,
you got Omaha Hold'em, Raz.
I heard of that one.
Lucky Lady, Chinese, or Texas Hold'em. Which one of those is not
it's
a style of poker?
It's either not Chinese or Lucky Lady. Which one do you think?
I said Chinese, but, you know.
What do you say, Enter?
I'm going to go with Lucky Lady.
Well, actually, you are correct. It is Lucky Lady.
Chinese poker,
yeah.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to have to Google it now.
Because I never...
Yeah.
Just five-card draw. All right. All of the following are movies scheduled to open this weekend except for one, Spy the Lie.
I don't know this one.
The Artist Wife, The Ghost and Tom Malone, Ava... Misbehavior or Shortcut. These are all movies opening this weekend except for one.
I haven't heard about the Ghost one, have you?
No.
Okay, you're going with the Ghost and Tom Malone?
Yep.
Y'all are right. Correct. Yeah. And the final one. Oh my goodness, here's a word I can't even pronounce.
Oh,
I
good.
Hate
Let's
doing
do
these.
This.
Well, that's going to help you though. Yeah. I can't even pronounce it. This is why you wouldn't want to go trick-or-treating in a foreign country. All of the following are candies from around the world except for one. Spy the Lie.
Okay.
Wasabi Kit Kats. Tequila lollipops with a worm. Baby grasshopper sticks. Musk sticks. And this is the one I can't pronounce. It's Scandinavian. Salmica.
Okay.
Salmikey. I don't know.
All right. Well, the one I would want the least would be the baby grasshopper sticks.
Uh-huh.
I'd say the musk stick would be
okay.
mine.
Okay.
But which one do you think is not real, though?
Oh, okay. We were picking which one.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Which one do you think's not real?
Is it tequila lollipops with a worm?
You
like,
think
really?
Tequila lollipops with a worm is not real?
Well, because it's Halloween. You're giving kids tequila?
Yeah, can't do
with
that.
With a worm.
I'm going to help you guys out, okay? Because I like you. I'm going to help you out.
That's recorded.
Yeah, it is. Actually, tequila lollipops with a worm is real.
Oh.
Okay? Now, here, I'm going to give you two choices.
Okay.
It's either the musk sticks
or
the baby grasshopper sticks. One of those is not real.
Okay, let's go with the musk.
Musk sticks.
Unfortunately, musk sticks are popular in Australia.
Oh.
Baby grasshopper sticks are popular nowhere because...
Yeah, but they eat Vegemite down there,
well,
too.
Well, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I've had that.
Y'all got two out of three, so that's a winning hand.
Okay, then.
All right.
Yay, we're winners.
Thank you so much, Melvin, for coming in. And once again, tell us the location of Faye J. Winery.
We're located at 2325 Texas Boulevard.
All right.
Going about a red light.
Go by and see them. Give them a call. Look them up on Facebook. And do those things like he's talking about with the
custom labels.
Yeah, the custom labels for your wedding or your baby shower or
Christmas.
Your reunion. Yeah, that's a great idea. Come back and see us again, Melvin.
I will. I had a good time.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.